They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Jesus said, "Give as freely as you have received." Everything we've ever received has been a gift. Look at your family, your home, your car, your job, friends, education, talents, opportunities, even your latest breath. They're all a complete gift. We like to point to our hard work and effort and suggest that we have deserved many of the things that we have. But the truth is that even our ability to work hard is a gift from God. Everything is a gift from his hands. Jesus reminded his newly recruited disciples that they had received freely, and so now they should be willing to give freely to others. He was sending them on an incredibly tough mission. He told them that he was sending them out as sheep among wolves. Wolves are famous for their ability to tear sheep apart. The mission was clearly going to be brutally challenging. But Jesus told his disciples that they should be ready to embark on it because they had received so much. This was now their opportunity to give to others as freely as they had received themselves. When the people generously gave their gifts from the building of the first temple, King David prayed to God, "But who am I, and who are my people, that we should give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us." Giving is the natural response for anyone who recognizes the generosity of God. I thank God for the people whom I have known, who have lived this out so powerfully. They've always been willing to serve, however difficult the circumstances. Some have worked in creches, others have worked in youth groups. Some have served lunches for the elderly or visited the sick or done gardening work, cleaned the church and done a thousand other tasks. And they've done these things cheerfully and effectively, knowing that this was their response to a God who has always given freely and generously to them. That's a great way to live a life. And what's more, that's exactly what Jesus invites us to do. So let me ask you a question. Are you willing to give as freely as you have received? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for your incredible generosity to us. Help us to respond in a way that will glorify you. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.